Latrell Bright was a pillar in the Champaign-Urbana theater community. She was a director, performer, arts advocate, and teaching professor, and she touched the lives of nearly everyone she worked with. She passed away in late September. Illinois Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy has this remembrance.
Latrell Bright was born in Ocala, Florida, in 1971. Her love for theater began in childhood, sparked by a Broadway production of Annie. She was hired by the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in 2009 to help coordinate a theater program focused on social issues. In 2020, she became a teaching professor in the theater department. Bright would grow into one of Champaign-Urbana's most beloved artistic leaders, a director, mentor, and friend whose work transformed how theater could bring people together. Sheila Perinas is a former member of Urbana's Station Theater Board. She says Bright made a strong effort to bring more diverse stories and actors to the stage.
The performances that Latrell would put out there in the community, not just at the Station Theater, but everywhere else, really made you think and it challenged you. And I think that's what she wanted. She wanted the audience to feel challenged. She wanted to bring something new, a new perspective.
Brian Morgan, theater director at Parkland College, says though she excelled at social justice theater, she also cherished the joy of theater itself. He recalls the time that she directed a production of A Charlie Brown Christmas.
She just loved that she got to do this fluffy, fun, you know, theater thing. Because in her heart, as serious of a professional as she was, she loved theater for theater. She loved that it could be fun and silly, but she also loved that it could be impactful and change your life too.
Morgan says Bright's greatest strength wasn't just her raw passion for theater, but her humanity in her work.
She knew how to not only be a professional in the room, but also connect with you at a very human level, at a very empathetic level. And it wasn't just about the work, because she knew that the work would be at its best if we were all humans doing the work together, not just, you know, a cog in the machine.
No matter what kind of show she took part in, Bright created a space of openness and trust. Stage manager Kendall Johnson says that trust defined her directing style.
What makes her different from other directors I've worked with is that she trusts implicitly everyone. And there's one thing collaborating with people, and then there's a completely separate thing if you're collaborating and trusting them, right?
That trust flowed both ways. Actor Courtney Malcolm remembers how Bright allowed herself to be moved by the work she helped create.
I remember making her cry, like kind of moving her in a way that with a specific monologue. And that also just like was flooring to me to be able to move this force of nature that was Latrell. And like, I think that was a huge strength of hers, because she allowed herself to be moved.
For many, Bright's warmth extended far beyond the stage. Actor Kimberly Schofield, my colleague at IPM News, remembers how Latrell's energy could make anyone feel seen.
But she would see your performance and she would give a genuine compliment back to you. And in that compliment, sometimes it would be, you know, you are light. And she would hug you and she would, her hands would just linger on your arms. And you could just feel like her own light radiating into you. And you could feel that she was just so genuine in her compliment. She really was a person who wanted people to shine as brightly as she did. And I don't know that she even recognized how brightly she did shine, but she really did.
That light was impossible to ignore, says Lisa Dixon, a former colleague.
And I tell you, she's a very petite woman. With a brilliant smile, but when she walked into a room, it didn't matter her physical stature, energy gravitated toward her. Not because she was trying to make it happen, but just because that's what it wanted to do.
Dixon says Bright saw value in everyone's story.
She had genuine interest in what your story was, no matter who you were. And not only a genuine interest in that, but a genuine desire to make sure that your story could get told.
At the U of I, Bright continued to make waves. Jacqueline Moreno is a recent graduate of U of I's theater program who took almost all of Bright's classes. Moreno says that Bright was always willing to give chances.
Because she was that kind of person, she would consistently let us try and try again, because for her, it wasn't failing. It was just tripping over ourselves for the first time. And she was helping us get back on our feet. She was amazing for that.
Bright's collaborations extended beyond the classroom. Smita Wishwaswara is a physics professor at U of I and worked closely with Bright on Quantum Voyages, an interdisciplinary project about the quantum world.
She let every single person glow in their own right, and then she brought them together as a constellation. She knew how to connect the most beautiful of patterns, you know, and make meaning.
She says Bright didn't shy away from ugly truths and always spoke up for people.
I cannot imagine life without Latrell. I really cannot. And it won't be without Latrell, because her legacy, it's there. It's like, I don't even want to say legacy. It's because it's the light. It's the light. It's the gift.
Steve Taylor, another Quantum Voyages colleague, says Bright's down-to-earth nature was just as remarkable as her brilliance.
You know, like there's a saying that you shouldn't meet your heroes. But I think with Latrell, I think a lot of us kind of saw her as a hero. And she wasn't like that at all. You know, it would be great to go hang out with her, have drinks, ride on a bus, be on a long car ride, whatever. It was just great.
Bright was comfortable with imperfection. That left a mark on Sophia Urban, a former mentee who helped organize Bright's celebration of life.
She's very much a person that was able to embrace the fact that she doesn't know everything. And that is something that was so powerful for me to witness, of this person that I like really respect and admire and look up to. She wasn't afraid of that imperfection, and was very honest about that. In the room with actors, with designers and that I think also just made everyone who was involved in that process be so open to having their voice being really present.
Latrell Bright passed away on September 21st after her previously treated breast cancer spread into the bones of her spine. Her husband, Rex Bennett, says Bright's legacy was never meant to be carved in stone, but lived instead through connection.
The legacy that she would want wouldn't be the way we normally talk of legacy. I don't think she really wants a monument, you know, an edifice erected for Latrell. I mean, I think what she did for the most part was ephemeral. She would have plays that weren't recorded, that if you weren't at the show, you don't really know what it was. Right. You could read the script, but you don't really know how she directed people, what her vision of that script was, unless you were there. And, you know, for these shows, she would pull together a group of people, and that would become a temporary community. And sometimes if she was lucky, there would be long term connections be formed.
And now, Bennett says, it's up to those she brought together to carry that legacy forward.
So how do we, as those who remember Latrell, as those who are pulled together into those communities, how can we make sure that those connections don't just fade away?
On a brisk fall day, hundreds gather at the University of Illinois Arboretum to celebrate the life of Latrell Bright. They sing and move their bodies in a collective act of artistic movement. They raise their arms, spin in circles, and flutter their fingers. As the music fades, many share smiles, embraces, and tears. Artists, friends, colleagues, family, many of whom had never met before, but they share one thing in common. They've all been touched by the light that is Latrell Bright. I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.